This is Pete Martin, and I'm here in my office at Independence Square. I know you all know where that is. Over the years, you've read quite a number of my articles about celebrities and show business, various people I've called on. But most recently, I called on Jimmy Stewart out in Hollywood. And the five-part article I helped Jimmy write begins in the February 11th issue of the Saturday Evening Post. Here's the way it starts.
On my next birthday, May 20th, I'll be 53 years old. So far, I've made about 60 movies. When you've made that many movies and have lived that long and have been through a war and been nominated for an Oscar 5 times, 1 win and 4 misses, you have a lot to remember.
Jimmy remembers a lot about those years, and he tells me most of it. He forgot a few things, too, but his wife, Gloria, and several of his friends filled in the gaps for him.
Oh, yeah, I'm an absent-minded guy. So it's easy for me to forget. But there are some things pretty easy to remember, too. Like the time my roommate, that's Henry Fonda, and I were living next door to Greta Garbo in Hollywood. Well, Hank and I, we decided that we ought to see if Garbo looks as good, you see, off the screen as she did on. And so, well, Hank and I decided to do a little spying. We didn't see very much, though. There are other times we saw quite a bit, however. Oh, not of Garbo. Starlets, like a farewell party they had for me when I went in the Army Air Corps during the war. Boy, that was some party. But there wasn't much time for parties for a while. Because, you see, Pete, after I got out of flight training, I went to Europe as a squadron leader. Now, you know, this Pete Martin's quite a guy, too. He sure got me to talk about myself more than I ever expected. And he got my wife to talk about me, too. And he tells me she even told him about the time I forgot her and I left her at the hospital after our twins were born. And he got me to talking about growing up in Pennsylvania and about my family and, of course, about my early days in show business with a lot of other beginners like Hank Fonda there and Josh Logan and, let me see, there was Byron McCormick and Margaret Sullivan. As a matter of fact, there are 5 installments of things that Pete Martin got me to talk about in the next 5 issues of the Post.
Well, as you may have guessed, that wasn't really Jimmy Stewart talking at all. It was a guy imitating him. But that imitator was talking the same lines that Jimmy Stewart said, and those are the things that appear in my 5-part Jimmy Stewart story. I've always enjoyed doing these pieces for the Saturday Evening Post, but I don't know when I've enjoyed one as much as this one. And I don't know when I've done one that is going to get the wide reader interest that I hope this one will get. I think sales manager G.B. McCombs will agree with me on that, wouldn't you, G.B.?
Pete, I certainly would. All of our personality pieces in the Post have helped us sell newsstand copies. I have hopes that Jimmy Stewart will top anything we've had in the past few years. And there are several reasons for this. First of all, Jimmy Stewart has been a popular star for a long time. He has a lot of fans. Recently, he was picked as narrator for a television salute to President Eisenhower. And as you know, the networks don't hire a man for a spot like that unless they know he is going to attract an audience. Perhaps the major reason the Jimmy Stewart story is going to sell copies of the Post is, well, this is the first time the story has been told. It's a brand new story about a popular star. The story was so well done that Post editor Ben Hibbs wrote a personal letter to Stewart congratulating him on it. We are sure enough of the sales value of the Jimmy Stewart story that we're putting a really strong advertising and promotion push behind it. Large newspaper ads, TV spots in all of the large cities, network radio on all four big networks, local radio, and a flood of display material throughout the United States, Canada, Hawaii, Alaska, and Texas. You'll have plenty of tools to do a big job at the newsstand. This will be needed for this all-important issue. Tell your dealers what we are doing to help them. Let them know how enthusiastic we are about this series. And most of all, impress upon everyone the importance of a big sale for the first installment, the February 11th issue of the Post. I know, and you know, that often personality pieces peak on the first installment, but this Jimmy Stewart story, we believe, is the kind of article that when a reader buys the first installment, he is sure to get all five of them. It's a big opportunity. Let's take advantage of it.